And there are people wanting to promote cannibalism. They are putting dead babies into vaccines and food. It's important to use corpses for medicinal purposes. Now, cannibalism is also being written about in newspapers in the UK. The importance of taking organs from the dead and dying, or aborted fetal tissue, which I believe is just a fancy word for taking parts from dead babies. These people who are trying to promote cannibalism are being deluded by Satan. Justifying organ trafficking and cannibalism, and sometimes they are doing it in sneaky ways, using the cells of a fetus, an aborted fetus.
In minds, it's never the threat of communism or the spread of peace, it's business.
The problem with the truth is that the truth is. You can't really shift the truth, that's why it's the truth. No matter how many facts you try to throw at it, no matter your angle or perceptions, you can't really spin the truth. You can spin perception, and the perception may affect your thought process and therefore your reality view of the truth, but the truth is.
Hopefully in the not too distant future, we'll be able to merge our system with theirs, and of course with those of the rest of the world, to form some kind of a world brotherhood, a world union, a world government, to be exact.
The fact that the Washington Post had to brief America that Homeland Security finds it okay to detain your electronic media, your laptop or anything, your iPod, when you come into an airport in America, a foreigner or an American citizen.
One thing is for certain, and that is that there's a lot of crazy stuff flying through the air. It doesn't matter who's responsible for it, but what does matter is that there's a lot of different material that we can't see that is being broadcast through the air. Now, it's true that maybe some of it out there is mind control.
And now, for news for you.
And it's a new day on the internet. Today is Monday, January 30th, 2012. And this is as close to live as we'll get on Newsreel X. Now, I've been running really far behind this week. It seems like I just can't get in front of myself. Everything's holding me back. Everything's slowing me down. It's been one of those fucking weeks. Well, all of that put aside, you're listening to the brand new blasphemy that is Newsreel X, the new WOG Global sit rep on core political tyranny, technology, trends for your headspace and timing. The news you need to stay alive and fight against the core political tyranny that's trying to enslave you every day. You can follow along and check the facts on my Facebook. which I might change soon. I'm going to get into some stories later about data mining and such, and Facebook is turning into a scary place. But at this time, you can follow me at facebook.com/newsreelx. You're free to ridicule, destroy, or do anything else with this podcast as you see fit. We are not broadcasting from Second Life at this time. We're broadcasting from the cynical cold First Life. The life where you're constantly behind and you can't get a breath of air. And as I mentioned last week, we are broadcasting on Rant Radio Talk. I hope we're making Sim proud. Every show is a, feels like an audition. But let's see what we can do. And in Where the Fuck Is My Data News, as we mentioned last week, about Mega Upload being raided. This is taken from TornFreak.com. It's Mega Upload has received a letter from the U.S. attorney informing the company that the data uploaded by its users may be destroyed before the end of the week. The looming wipeout is a result of Mega Upload's lack of funds to pay for their server space. Behind the scenes, Mega Upload is hoping to convince the U.S. government that it's in its best interest of everyone involved to allow users to access their data, at least temporarily. Now, this is something that I was wondering about last week with the raid of Mega Upload, but it's part of the user agreement that says that Mega Upload has really doesn't owe you shit as a free service. There's nothing that they need to do or anyone else has to do, and if you didn't back up your data, too bad. There's no legal ramifications of what could happen if your data was to go missing, whether it be Mega Upload spilling a beer on the server or U.S. government invading them and taking everything away. So at this point, I feel very sad for these people if they stored their only copy of data on Mega Upload. Of course, Mega Upload, for me, and probably for a lot of users, was used as a source for sharing. So I have my copy, and I have a copy to share. So hopefully that is the fact that the people that use cloud-based sharing sites like Mega Upload or MediaFire or anything else, this could have some consequences down the road. It could be people being very untrustworthy of sort of cloud storage. I've been doing some stuff on, I think it's Photo Shutter, or Shutterfly, that's it. Keeping some images there and using some of their features to make a gift and that sort of junk. And you gotta wonder about how many Americans are using these services as their storage source. As the commandment is, back up, back up, back up. Anything worth keeping is worth keeping two of. But, you know, if you did have your family memories and everything else on Mega Upload, that'd be kind of creepy. Yeah. Hey, look, I have my my son's fifth birthday party. I have the baseball game I went to. I have my daughter's recital. Like, everything would be Rule 34 at that point. You know, it's I wouldn't do it. So, no, I if any... I feel bad for them, but they're still morons. And, this does continue. Mega Upload received a letter from the U.S. attorney informing the company data upload by its users will be destroyed by the end of the week. In the wake of Mega Upload shutdown, many of the site's users have complained about the personal files they were lost, as well as the collateral damage. Meanwhile, Mega Upload users are also taking action themselves. Last week, Pirate Party Worldwide began making a list of all people affected by the raids. Am I on that list? I was affected by the raids. I just don't have original copies of shit on Mega Upload. For now, however, the most urgent matter is to ensure that the data doesn't get destroyed. Well, yeah. Well, destroyed. What's not being used as evidence will most possibly be destroyed. So keep your eye on your mailbox for that subpoena. And here we are in Where the Fuck Did the Money Go News. This is from CNN.com. The U.S. Defense Department cannot account for about $2 billion it was given to cover Iraq-related expenses, and is not providing Iraq with a complete list of U.S.-funded construction projects, according to two government audits. Now, to just start this off at a frightening place, is this is just talking about money that we got from Iraq. Many times it's been pointed out that the money that U.S. citizens, U.S. government had put into the Iraq war had disappeared. And there's stories of pretty much U-Haul trucks filled with pallets of cash being handed out as soon as the occupation started of Iraq. But this is coming to the top now. This is big news because we've lost $2 billion of Iraqi money. So that makes sense. So the report comes from the Office of Special Inspector General of Iraq Construction. The Iraqi government in 2004 gave the Department of Defense access to about $3 billion to pay bills for certain contracts, and the department can only show for what happened for about a third of that. Man, look at that. Although the Department of Defense had, this is in quotes, internal processes and controls to track payments, the bulk of the records are missing. Wouldn't that be just a great thing when you get audited to show up at the IRS and be like, well, Mr. IRS guy, I did have internal processes and controls to take care of this, but something happened, and bulk of my records are missing. So if you can just give me a mulligan on this one. Goes on to say, from July 2004 to about December 2007, DOD should have provided 42, you know, meaning everything, blah, 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 monthly reports. However, it located only the first four reports. Where else, other than government, Where you have to pass in 42 assignments, and you pass in four, and you're still not run out on a rail. So, the thing I wonder about this is, well, the good thing is, for once, it's not our money. It's not your money. It's not my money. So for once, it's not my money and your money, but yet it just shows that no one is accountable. Like, if we try to follow this story from this point when it's a headline to a week from now, 2 weeks from now, a month from now, there's going to be no real update. There's no one is going to be holding the bag. The buck does not stop anywhere, and the $2 billion bucks are not going to stop anywhere. So, we'll see. I'll check next week and see if I can follow up on this. But there's a very large rug. I don't know if any of you have ever tripped over it, but a lot of stuff gets swept under there. But in Don't Fuck with America or Marilyn Monroe News, this is from the Daily Mail. I'm going to destroy America and dig up Marilyn Monroe. British pair arrested in U.S. on terror charges over Twitter jokes. Two British tourists were barred from entering America. America. I truly am an American, aren't I? After joking on Twitter that they were going to destroy America and dig up Marilyn Monroe. Of course, all of us sort of sick people who follow the morbid Hollywood news and history know that Marilyn's not buried. She's in an above-ground tomb. So, Leigh Van Bryan, 26, was handcuffed and kept under armored guard in a cell with Mexican drug dealers for 12 hours after landing in Los Angeles with his pal Emily Bunting. The Department of Homeland Security flagged him as a potential threat when he posted an excited tweet to his pals about his forthcoming trip to Hollywood, which read, "Free this week for quick gossip and prep, before I go and destroy America. I added the laughs. So, the first question I have, and this is going to lead into the next story I'm getting into, is how the fuck did they flag this guy in the first place? If he's making a Twitter post a week or so ago, did he automatically go into a no-fly list or a terrorist list from a Twitter post? The thing that kills me about this story is everyone UK Online, the Daily Mail here, CNN and Fox News and everyone else has gone to the fact that, this British youth had made wise-ass remarks on his Twitter feed, and then when he hopped a plane to the US, he was denied entry. But they don't go into how the hell was he flagged in the first fucking place? Did he make the post, and because it had the word America and destroying it, it suddenly went into this huge matrix system that also was cross-referenced with his credit card, and they saw that he had bought tickets to America? And one and one makes two, and there we fucking are, denying you entry to the country. So, after making their way through passport control at LAX last Monday, the pair were detained by armed guards. Despite telling officials the term destroy, quote-unquote, was British slang for party, quote-unquote, they were held on suspicion of planning to commit crimes, quote-unquote, and had their passports confiscated. Lee, who was also quizzed about another tweet which quoted the hit U.S. comedy show Family Guy, read, 3 weeks today, we're totally in L.A. pissing people off on Hollywood Boulevard and digging Marilyn Monroe up. So not only was the post about destroying brought up, but the post that quoted a Family Guy episode mentioning going to L.A. and pissing people on Hollywood Boulevard off and Marilyn Monroe digging up. Fun times. And an online privacy group, the Electronic Privacy Information Center, not with an E at the end, requested information on the DHS's scans, which it says the agency announced in February last year. So they've been, looks like DHS has been talking for a while about this. Of course, what was it, 2 weeks ago I played that great clip from Harvey Birdman with Ducto. Now, the words deemed as being sensitive by DHS include, get your pen handy, illegal immigrant, outbreak, drill, strain, virus, recovery, deaths, collapse, human to animal. Now what the fuck is this? Human to animal. What the fuck are they talking about? Oh, and Trojan. That's the last one. So, if you are tweeting about condoms and fucking animals, the DHS, they fucking know. So, federal agents even searched this guy's suitcase looking for spades and shovels, claiming Emily was planning to act as Lee's lookout while he raided Marilyn's tomb. She's buried in a tomb. Why would he need fucking shovels? So, they spent 12 hours in separate holding cells before driving back to the airport, where they were put on a plane home via Paris. They asked why we wanted to destroy America, and we tried to explain it meant to get trashed and party. Come on. America, we're the capital of destroying things. I almost burst out laughing when they asked me if I was going to be Lee's lookout while he dug up Marilyn Monroe. He goes on to say, it even got more ridiculous because the officials searched our suitcases saying they're looking for spades and shovel. Couldn't they buy them here in the U.S.? I kept saying to them they got the wrong meaning from my tweet. but they told me, you really fucked up with that tweet, boy. Yeah, you tell them in that that proper English. Now it's, has all of the U.S. become like the South used to be portrayed in movies, where it's like, you shouldn't have done that, boy. We're gonna have some problems. I see you have a headlight out. I see on your Twitter feed that you're talking about getting drunk and having a good time. Now, down here in the good old USA, we don't appreciate that sort of thing, so I'm gonna have to handcuff you now. The real sad part about this story is that, of course, this is gonna be on the record, everything else. And it brings up their charge sheets and says, Emily's charge sheet stated, in quotes, it was believed that you're traveling with Lay, who possibly had the intentions of coming to the United States to commit crimes, unquote. So this makes it, if they even want to try to visit the U.S. at any other time, even harder. Once you're deported once, it's hard as hell to get into a country. So if you are listening, Emily, just know you're not missing anything here in the United States. So, from going into our poor British friends being deported out of the country for what they had written on Twitter, let's go deeper into this Twitter wormhole. Now, this is taken from the Associated Press, written by David Crary. Twitter users around the world are concerned about the new Twitter technology. Social media commentator Jeff Javis says Twitter's announcement that it is refining its technology so it can censor messages on a country-by-country basis has set it on a slippery slope of censorship. Say that three times quick. Twitter, a tool of choice for dissidents and activists, as well as lots of lonely people, found itself the target of global outrage on Friday after unveiling plans to allow country-specific censorship of tweets that might even break local laws. It was a stunning role reversal for a youthful company that prides itself in promoting unfettered expression. Oh, not anymore. They bought in. Twitter insists that its commitment to free speech remains firm. I can't even read that with a fucking straight face. How could they do this? I insist that my commitment to not having sex with attractive women stands firm. Even though I have sex with an attractive woman on a somewhat normal basis. So there's been a lot of backlash from this from Egypt. So there's this activist going on from Egypt saying it's safe to say that Twitter is selling us out. Also in China, where Twitter is they try to block all of it. An activist saying, if Twitter censors, I'm going to stop tweeting. I'm done. The often relayed tweet bore the headline of a Forbes magazine technology blog saying, Twitter commits social suicide. So under the new policy, a tweet breaking the law in one country can be taken down and still be seen elsewhere. They say breaking the law in this point, but later, it has nothing to do with breaking law, and it gets into it. Twitter said it will post a censorship notice whenever a tweet is removed. And will post the removal request it receives from governments, companies, and individuals. So it's not even that it's against the law. It comes out and says if it receives it from governments, companies, or individuals that don't like this tweet. So if a company doesn't like what you're saying about it, or the government doesn't like what it's saying about it, even if it's not against the law, they're still going to pull it. They'll put a nice little picture there saying, sorry, this is being censored. But what does that do for us? Or it makes it any better because they come out and say we're taking away your free speech? Like, it means any different to you? It's, like some guy stabbing you and he's just going, hey, I know I'm stabbing you with this knife here, but since I'm saying it to you, it doesn't... No. That's an awful simile. It's, Just ignore that one. Twitter says it had no plans to remove tweets unless it receives a request from government officials, companies, or other outside parties. Oh, man. So, we're talking a bit about our British friends, who probably weren't even aware that their tweets were being looked at as they came to destroy America. Which, thankfully, they were stopped at the border. I would have hated to have seen a British citizen destroy our sidewalk by possibly vomiting on it after drinking too much American beer. And now we have Twitter coming out and saying if we get posts that government, company, or individual find to be misleading, offensive, etc., 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 we'll pull it down. So I'm not on Twitter myself. I never got into it. It just didn't seem that interesting to me. But I'm going to ask all of you right now, if you guys are on Twitter, I hope you're not putting out your real information. And if you are, you know, get off of Twitter. Unless you're posting misinformation, run a proxy and post on Twitter. Put in some of those lovely keywords like man to animals we came across earlier. Throw a little disinformation in the system. Make those computers work a little bit harder. And now in Tom Cruise movies coming to life news?
Look at me. Look at me. Positive for Howard Marks.
Mr. Marks,
by mandate of the District of Columbia Pre-Crime Division, I'm placing you under arrest for the future murder of Sarah Marks and Donald Dumanos. Take place today, April 22nd, at 0800 hours, 4 minutes.
No, I didn't do anything. Sarah!
Give the man his hat.
Don't put that halo on me! Sarah!
Put your hand on your head!
Help me!
Oh, that Tom Cruise. He slays me. So this story from digitaltrends.com. Minority Report is real. FBI wants to use social networks to prevent future crime. This is from the 26th of January by Andrew Coots. The FBI is looking into the creation of a new application that would allow them to not only monitor ongoing threats, but also predict potential terrorist attacks and other crimes before they happen. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is looking into the creation of an application that would allow it to better mine social media content in an attempt to more accurately identify, target, and fight emerging threats, quote-unquote, in real time. This tool would allow the FBI to quickly vet, identify, and geolocate breaking events, incidents, and emerging threats using publicly available, quote-unquote, information posted on social networks. Publicly available, quote-unquote. Is that like water, quote-unquote? Like Facebook, Twitter, as well as local and national news publications. So not only looking at what you or I are putting on our Facebook and Twitter, but also looking at what our local news guys are writing about. Of course, monitoring social media is nothing new for law enforcement community. You know, see my last story. Here's how the FBI envisions this app working. The information gathered from news and social media outlets would be overlaid onto a digital map, pinpointing the location of breaking events, quote-unquote, along with other relevant contextual data. All of that seems fairly straightforward. In fact, I'm rather surprised the FBI doesn't already have such an application, since all the features outlined in what they want are within the capability of software now. However, the FBI doesn't just want to know about what is happening now. It wants to predict events that are about to happen. Is it just me? It's not enough for them to know where we are, what we're doing, what we're buying, what we're consuming. But now they want to know what we're doing later? I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing later. If I can get one of these computers and install it in my fucking house, then maybe my life could be better. Then I would know what where I'm going, what I'm headed for. If I could have had this machine a decade ago and seen the bullshit that I was going to end up getting into, you know, maybe you can get a little app for your phone that does this. You go to the bar, have a few drinks, you start looking at this girl, she's looking at you. Let me check my future app. Let me check my Tom Cruise app. Run the app. See a little video come up. Oh shit, she's got the crazy pants. Okay, never mind. Have a good night, I'm going home. I slay me. In lightweight drinker news, this is taken from abcnews.go.com. Florida man dies after taking 23 shots in 30 minutes. Pussy. A Florida man died Tuesday after taking more than 24 shots of cherry vodka within a half hour. Eric Morris, 26, was allegedly taking part in a drinking game with another patron at an adult nightclub. Read that as strip club. Apparently, the other patrons were describing the shots as cherry bombs, which is cherry-flavored vodka and Red Bull. That sounds really good. Now, if any of you, right off the bat, are interested in drinking to the point of intoxication, I could interest you in the Newsreel X drinking game. Every time I make a bad joke, take a drink. Every time I say so, take a drink. Every time I say scary, take a drink. Every time I take a drink, like right now, take a drink. So, witnesses told that the bartender kept setting up glasses of shots for Morris, and then, for whatever reason, decided at shot glass 24 that she wasn't going to serve him anymore. I wonder if that's the point that his money ran out. Moments after being refused more alcohol, Morris staggered away from the bar, where he had been drinking, and collapsed. Thud. So, poor Eric Morris here. 6'4", 210 pounds. So he's about 4 inches taller than I am. Morris had one time been employed at this strip club as a bouncer. And his sister, Jackie, told the local newspaper that it was his way of getting back on his feet after a rough couple months. A rough couple months. I've had some rough months. Man, stuff just not going well. Let's see what his rough couple months. Morris had spent 7 months in jail on theft and burglary charges. So, it seems like his decision-making was already not that great. And maybe he just got out of jail. Maybe he had to make up for all that drinking he wasn't able to do. But that poor guy. So, Eric Morris, I lift my drink to you. And to whoever else is listening to Newsreel X this evening, I hope you as well lift your drink to Eric Morris. 24 drinks in a half hour. Good work, son. Good work. We speak your name. So, to lift us up from the sad story of Eric Morris there. From the mirror.co.uk, male mice sing love songs to attract females. Which, I love animals. I like to think that people who are also into alternative media and listen to Rant Radio also love animals as much as I do. A lot of them being vegetarians and vegans like Sim. Here's a great story to lift your spirits. Male house mice don't just squeak, but sing melodic love songs to attract female partners, just like birds. Their romantic melodies are high-pitched at an ultrasonic range beyond our hearing. Good thing, because then there'd probably be a lot more man-on-mice love going on. But each mouse has its own individual signature tune, which he sings in hope of wooing a female mouse. Signature tune. I do have mine. Maybe I'll sing it for you in a minute. It has been known for some time that male house mice have an extra sound that they can cry out with, but it's always assumed they were just squeaking. But new analysis by scientists in Vienna have found their squeaks are really complex, individual, romantic songs. When scientists recorded the squeaks and slowed them down, they found their similarities to the tuneful songs of birds to be striking. They found previously that wild mice sing when they sniff the scent of a female, and female mice are wooed by the songs. For she is a woman, and she can be wooed. In birds, males of the most complex or sexy songs are often the most successful with the females. This is not known with the case of mice. But wild house mice produce more sexy syllables across a wider range of frequencies than laboratory mice. Well, I was able to meet up with one of these wild mice earlier, right before the show, and I got a pen and a piece of paper, and I listened. So I'm going to quote you right now of one of these wild mice love songs. So, I'm a full-grown man. I'm a man. I'm a natural-born lover, man. I'm a man. I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man. I'm a hoochie-coochie man. Now, you know, simple it is. But there's a certain magnetism about that. And I met up with another one as well, another mouse out here. He sang me another song. And going, I got a black cat bone, I got a mojo too, I got the Johnny Cockeroo, I'm gonna mess with you, I'm gonna make you girls lead me by the hand, then the world will know I'm the Hoochie Coochie Man. Now, what Hoochie Coochie Man, what is it with these mice that they're singing old Muddy Waters blues songs to get laid? Is it just the mice of upstate New York, or is it all of these outside mice? It's I wonder how different it would be if I got to interview a laboratory mouse. I wonder how their song would go. Oh wait, I found a tape of one. Well, let me put this in. What female lab mouse could say no to that? Oh, laboratory mouse, you slay me. Now in Is That Fetus I Tasted My Food News? Started off the show tonight with a little mix I did of a choir group singing Rammstein. And a crazy whack job woman who does a video blog. I don't even know her name. I just typed in eat human fetus into a YouTube search engine. Pulled her up. But they're all talking. Yes, that Rammstein choir, as well as the crazy whack job. They're all talking about no fetuses in my food in Oklahoma. So, he's being lampooned on blogs, news sites, Twitter, and Gawker. But State Senator Ralph Shorty, the Oklahoma lawmaker, who introduced a bill banning the use of human fetuses, has gotten so much attention. This bill was among 70 measures an assistant filed for Shorty last Thursday. Wow, this guy's fucking busy. Do we really need that many laws? On Monday, after returning from a quail hunting trip, he was met with a flood of emails in his inbox. Quote unquote, I have gotten so much hate mail. You sure they're about this and not probably about everything else you're filing? The Oklahoma City Republican explained the bill's introduced after he did some research online. You gotta do something about that internet. Cut down on this research. Finding something on the Children of God for Life website. So the him and the people he got this research from claim that PepsiCo is contracting with a company called Senomix, a San Diego-based company that works with artificial flavoring. Pepsi and Senomix have denied any allegations of using fetuses or any other part of the human body. But his question is, are fetuses being chopped up and put in Doritos? He believes these embryonic stem cells are being used in research in private companies, and by golly, he's fucking pissed. This brings me back to the deep thought I've always had about the difference between humans and other animals. We eat other animals. We eat cow, we eat pig, we eat lamb, squirrel, goat, horse on occasion. Not me, but, you know, people have. I think that very sad scene in that that really crappy Waterworld. What was that? The Postman? Yeah, that movie. But I always wonder, what's the difference between humans and animals? I definitely don't see anything. They definitely seem to be more civilized than we are. And if we eat animal meat, and if people can go along with doing that, what really is the difference between going completely to cannibalism? There was a fantastic group out of Boston in the 90s called the Church Euthanasia, and one of their pillars was cannibalism, and made the same argument about if we can eat animal meat, what is stopping us from eating human meat? There really is no difference. Human beings are animals, and as long as our animal brothers and sisters are on the table, we should be willing to offer ourselves as well. So, the beginning of the story started off LA Times. Now we're going to switch over to Forbes, talking about the real back end and interesting parts of this. Starts off with the headline, "There are no fetal cells in soda, but fear is a real threat to biotech." So did you hear the one about the fetal tissue in your soda? I would... Fetal tissue soda. Dr. Fetal? Mellow fetus? Don't you want a fetus? Don't you want a fetus? Oklahoma State Senator Ralph Shorty is being wildly mocked for a bill to ban the use of human embryonic tissue in the production of research of food. Here's language. "No person or entity shall manufacture or knowingly sell food or any other product intended for human consumption which contains aborted human fetuses in the ingredients, or which uses aborted humans, fetuses, etc., in the research or development of any of the ingredients." So this started because there's this tiny company called Senomix. They've been working on new technology to create food additives, isolating the receptors in stem cells. This allows them to test thousands of potential taste additives, see whether they might taste sweet or savory with a speed that'd be impossible with human testers. I don't know about you guys, this all sounds like bullshit to me. But Cytomix has announced collaborations with PepsiCo, Nestle, and Coca-Cola. So, all this isn't completely just pulled out of the air, and Mr. Shorty himself, which even though he is a complete nutbag, all of us aren't. If there was a fetus-based soda on the market, I just hope there'd be a high caffeine level to it, because I'm not going to be taking in all that sugar unless it's filled with a B12 and caffeine. So maybe instead of like Amp Energy, Fetal Energy, Monster Fetus. I don't know. We need to get some marketing people on this right away. So, tonight, Cyberpunk Kit. I got the Universal Mobile Phone Signal Jam Portable Pouch Holder. That's a lot to say, but this is a fun little piece of kit. This is from AirAccent.com, and this thing's under $3. It's a little belt clip cell phone holding pouch. The thing about it, it has two pouches inside. One pouch for just holding your phone, and then a second pouch that you could slide your phone into. It's a sleeve that prevents signal and light from passing through. The reason we care about this is that we want to be able to use these tools of the future, but we don't want these tools to be used against us. Whenever we're running around with a cell phone, we can be pinged. Wherever we're going, we can be found. You know, either by triangulating, like in the old Law & Order episodes, or just by running the GPS that's running on the things. And we don't constantly want to be a beacon sending off a signal. So for under $3, you can have this little pouch that you stick your cell phone in when you're not using it. You make your phone call, you hang up the phone, shove your phone in the pouch. You're off-grid at that time. Like, you don't even have the phone on you. And who doesn't like that extra bit of security, knowing that your cell phone can't be pinged at any moment? I certainly know what I'm going to be buying everyone for their birthday this year. And also, in the Daily Hack, I'm staying with the old cell phone theme and going for free energy for your cell phone. This is a great little hack. Goes through the process of taking a solar-powered garden lamp, pulling out the little solar panels and using them to power your cell phone when you're not near a normal AC power source. It's a cheap hack, it's a simple hack, and these are the things that we need to keep our eyes open for, things that we could take advantage of manufacturing that's already done. These cell panels are already put together and ready to be used in multiple situations. So this is a great little YouTube hack. It goes step by step, shows you how you can take these panels and power your own devices off of them. Now, I completely missed my deadline tonight. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, the beginning of this week had been rather hectic. So, you will not be hearing my show live tonight. I missed the deadline. But you'll be able to hear me Thursday night. And of course, if you're downloading the podcast, which I hope you guys do, you'll hear me live then. But that's all I got for you today. Don't worry, I'll be back next week with the news that you need to survive. This show is free to distribute. Give it to grandma, give it a finger, give it a chance. If you have any info, or you'd like to reach me, you can contact me at newsreelx@gmail.com. If you like the music in the background, I grabbed a whole bunch of shit tonight, so I don't even know. Right now it's Wolfsheim. So if you like the music in the background right now, you probably need to turn on your strobe light and do a little bit of dancing. What is it about this day? I don't know if I'm the only person on this Monday that just feels a little, like, out of my element. If I seemed a little bit ranty and a little bit more angry than usual tonight. Probably because I am. But, a source? I don't know. I don't know what the source was today. But, as a wise man once said, we'll never defeat the enemy if we're at each other's throats. Until next time, that's what Sean Kennedy might have said, but I fucking doubt it. In connectivity, in strength, end of line.
And when silence comes back to me, I find myself feeling lonely, standing here on the shores of destiny. I find myself feeling lonely. I had a life to give, many dreams to live. Don't you know that you're losing so much this time? Beyond the waves, I will be free. While on the other side, I'll pray.